I'm David Mann. I don't think many of us expected that the war in Ukraine would last as long as it has. Joining me on the phone line, we have someone who just got back from a trip to Ukraine, Global Ambassador for the World Evangelical Alliance, Brian Stiller. Brian, how were you received as a Canadian coming to encourage?
There undoubtedly is an enormous amount of gratitude. It happened so fast. There was no mechanism in place. We had to put together a funding mechanism. They were very grateful that we had funds within days in their hands to help them buy water and food and transportation and whatever they needed. They still live in kind of a disbelief that this has even happened and a deep anger that these, their friends and relatives, would attack them.
Hmm. Was there a particular moment on your trip that you felt most deeply moved by?
Strangely, when I was going from the border of Poland to Kiev, I waited for 3 hours to get a train to go into Lviv. And as I was working up to the entrance to the train, there was this mother in front of me, and I noticed she had three children. One was hanging from a little harness on her front, and she had these huge, this luggage that she was trying to manipulate. And I said, "Oh, madam, let me help." And so these were very heavy bags of luggage, up to, I would say, 80 to 90 pounds.
Oh, my goodness.
And as I wrestled them down the train and pulled them up and helped her and her children, I was so moved by how good my life was compared to this woman. I don't know where her husband was. All that she had was what she was carrying. She didn't know what she was getting into, whether her house was still standing or not, or her apartment. And as I was helping her, along with hundreds of others that were getting on this train to go back into Ukraine, I was so arrested in my spirit of their need and their courage in facing those unknown factors, and how predictable and how satisfying my life was. And so the contrast really shocked me into gratitude and thanksgiving, but also into asking the question, what more can I do that I haven't done yet?
Wow. Paints a desperate picture of what's transpiring overseas. Well, I'm glad you made it back safely and you could share of these stories and be of an encouragement. Thanks so much for this.